إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. بعد, my dear brothers and sisters, we are talking about building a relationship with the Quran and looking at the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of recognizing Allah Jalla Jalaluhu by means of looking at His signs within ourselves as well as in the environment surrounding us. So I remind myself and you, if you look at the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will mention a couple of ones which are spectacular and to say the least. But the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are all around us, and that's the reason why it is important to look carefully and to see. There is a difference between looking and seeing. Looking is just, you know, just sort of your eyes register the object. Seeing is where you recognize what that object means. And there is a big difference between the two, because everyone looks, but not everyone sees. And this is an important thing to develop within ourselves, what we call the ibrat of the sight. You take a lesson from what you are seeing. You're not just looking, you know, randomly at something. See the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll talk to you about two trees. One of them, I've seen both of them, but not the specific tree I mentioned, but of the same species. One is the giant sequoias in California. Roughly between the mature trees are roughly between 200 to 300 feet tall. So 250-270 is the sort of average height. And at the base, they are about 130 feet across. They're supposed to be the largest living. There's one of them which is quite literally the largest living creature on the face of the earth. Now imagine 200 plus feet tall. I mean, it's about 26 story building or something. That's how tall it is. One tree. Average age of those trees is 2,000 years plus. This calendar is, we are now in 2017, right? So that tree has lived as long as this calendar has been there. So the sequoias were around when Julius Caesar was marching. Go back in the calendar. You're talking about 2,000 years means what? If you take the calendar as the birth of, or the reported birth of Isa alayhi salam, which we are talking about pre that, which means when Julius Caesar was the Caesar of Rome, those trees were there. Now, if you think that is impressive, I'll tell you about the baobab trees in Africa. One of the largest ones is close to Johannesburg. Now, the baobab actually gets, as it grows older, the trunk gets hollowed naturally. This one, which is near Johannesburg, somebody put a bar in it. There's a pub inside the hollow of the trunk which can seat 15 people. And it has a 15-foot high ceiling. That's how big the hollow is. That tree across the base is 155 feet wide. And the tree is, I mean, compared to the giant sequoias, it's not very tall, but by itself it's 75 feet tall. And the age of that, carbon dating, is 6,000 years old. That's three times this calendar. Which means that, wallahu alam, when Ibrahim alayhi salam was going from Palestine to Mecca, and when he was building the Kaaba, the tree was there. Huh? Now this is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all of this starts from what? One seed. One seed. The giant sequoias, they say, they are a very successful species because in 2,000 years, that tree has to produce only one offspring. That's it. If one survives, the species is good. The lifespan is so long. And the bhava of this, I mean, I've seen some, I haven't seen this particular one. This is my bucket list for this trip, inshallah. But I've seen some others, which are the enormous size of those trees. Oh, unbelievable. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created something that big. And a living thing. It's not a rock or something. And if you say, well, you know, I'm not going to California, I'm not going to Africa. Well, I'll tell you something which you would have seen in the pavements of our streets after the first rains, which is blades of grass coming out of the concrete. Blades of grass coming out of newly laid tar roads. Roads which have been compacted with soil and with gravel, and then they have had boiling bitumen poured on them. And after the first rain, grass grows from that. So those grass seeds were in that bitumen, and you know, with all the boiling and whatnot. We've all seen this. So you don't have to go very far. The point I'm making is that you don't have to go. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this. Allah said, قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ بَدَى الْخَلْقِ. Allah said, go around the world, check how I have created things. But you don't have to go all around the world for that. You can see it right outside your home. You can see it inside your home. Provided we develop the eyes to see. Provided you see with eyes that can see. Provided you have a heart which can see. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the heart. And he mentioned the issue of understanding connected with the heart, not with the brain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَا تَعْمَلْ أَبْصَارِ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَلْ قُلُوبُ اللَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah said, they are not blind because their eyes do not see. Allah said, they are blind because the hearts which are in their chest, they don't see. And of course, today we know that there are neurons in the heart, and that the heart also is a seat of understanding and so forth. I mean, it's, you know, scientific discovery, so-called. But the science does not prove the Quran. It's the other way around. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah creates from the living the dead, and from the dead the living. So, from the living the dead, yes, we know. You are from the living Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the more easiest ones is to understand our hair and our nail, the nails, the tissue is dead. If the tissue was not dead, for a haircut you would go to a operation theater and get and do it under general anesthesia, not in a barber shop. If that tissue was alive. But the tissue is dead, so you can cut it, nothing happens, you don't feel any pain. You can style it whichever way you want, and so on. So also with the nails, once the nail, the same nail, cut a little bit more and you see the fun. Yeah? You go into the living tissue and then you see, and then you watch what happens. So from the living, the dead. I mean, these are just a couple of examples, and I'm sure there are plenty more. But what about, Allah is saying, what about creating the living from the dead? Examples I gave you was dead from the living. What about living from the dead? Now, the Mufassirin have mentioned that it refers also to a person who was not a Muslim, who becoming Muslim, because here was a person who was dead. Spiritually, he was dead. And then he became alive because he accepted Islam, he understood, he brought Iman on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's a very good example, alhamdulillah, to show us also that there is the spiritual identity has an identity. We live in such a material world that we only look for material examples. Show me how a dead body, what living comes out of it. I'll show you that also. But I'm saying that I don't have to show you that. We are not just, skin and flesh. We are also the ruh is something. The qalb is something. What do you do with that? It's the qulub which are dead. Somebody said to Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, looking at the Roman army, somebody asked him, he said, are you not afraid? He said, what is there to be afraid looking at the dead? So they said, what do you mean dead? This is an army here. They're going to fight and they will attack us. He said, Rasulullah said, the heart in which there is no iman, The heart in which there is no Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is dead. He said, they are dead. Who is afraid of the dead? What is there to fear? So he's talking about the spiritual identity and the spiritual existence of the human being. So spiritually they are dead. I mean, the body is there, but there is no spirit. The spirit is dead. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings that to life. And I told you, I'll give you an example of the material example if you want that. And to me, the material example is there all over, which is the entire carbon cycle, where something dies, decomposes, and gives life to something else. Right? I mean, you don't have to have a dead human being creating a live human being. Even that is there. I mean, many times the mother dies, the child is born alive. So that literal example also is there. But if you say, I want a general example that applies to everything, the carbon cycle is one of the finest examples that you can find, where you have the dead which decomposes, all kinds of organic matter which decomposes and gives life to things which come alive out of that. So this is the living coming out of the dead. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave yuhyil arda ba'da mawtiha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the earth come alive after it has died. Now, it doesn't mean the earth ceased to exist. I mean, dead meaning also something which is apparently dead. When you see it, you look at it, you say, this is dead, finished. But out of that one rain, it starts sprouting. You know, things come out of it and so on. So, signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are there all around us for us to see. If you look at ourselves inside, see what happens. I mean, I've seen these cases. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from all of these ailments and so on. I have seen people who were highly learned, phenomenal education, brilliant lawyers and judges, and you know, all kinds of amazing people with fantastic brains. Towards their old age, simply electrolyte imbalance. That's all it is. There's very, very simple thing. The sodium and potassium balance in the body goes haywire. And that man, he loses his memory. He can't talk. When he talks, he's talking complete nonsense. He's like he's gone mad or something. Just electrolyte imbalance. All that knowledge, whatever he knew, becomes zero. Just because of imbalance of salt. Sodium is salt. Sodium chloride is salt. Sodium and potassium imbalance, electrolyte imbalance, gone. And then, may Allah save us from this. And I know a specific case of this. What do you do for these people? You have to give them electrolytes. Now, usually that's given intravenously because, you know, the person is not in a state to... So, rehydration. Now, that intravenous electrolyte which is given to that person, if that intravenous electrolyte is given slightly faster, the drip, if it is slightly faster, it sends the person into a state of complete paralysis, totally paralyzed. All his senses are alive, but the person is like an object. It's completely, he can't even blink his eyes. He's totally and completely paralyzed. Which means that a person, if a mosquito bites that person, the person is feeling that bite of the mosquito, but he can do nothing about it, he can tell nobody about it. Complete paralysis. And why did that happen? Not a disease, not anything. Just, and they were not giving him the wrong thing. The same thing being given to him, but the drip was slightly faster than it should have been. That's it. We think we understand the body, We're so proud of medical science and so on. Alhamdulillah, good things are being done. I mean, I'm not bad-talking doctors or medicine or medical science. But I'm bad-talking arrogance. I'm definitely bad-talking arrogance. Yes, we know. And alhamdulillah, we know. I won't even say we know more than the past, because we really don't even know what people in the past knew. But definitely, immediate past, you know, do we know today more than what we knew 20 years ago? Yeah, sure, fair enough. When my father had heart attacks, when he had three heart attacks before he was 60. And those days, the treatment for heart attack was rest. That's it. There was nothing else. There was no tablet and bypass surgery had not been invented. So rest. So he had 3 heart attacks before he was 60, and then he finally died at the age of 80 from something else, not from the heart. But the point I'm making is that from then to now, yes, we have bypass surgery, and we have angiograms and so on and so on. We also have a complete destruction of medical ethics. We also have doctors who are now money-making machines. So we have that as well. So we must look at progress in both ways. But the arrogance that comes with it, just because you know a little bit of medicine, you think that now you have the power of life and death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows exactly how much that power is. And that's the reason why Ibrat, which is taking lessons, all of these things lead to recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yesterday's tilawat in the Taraweeh, you heard the ayat of Surah Al-Hajj. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said He creates the embryo. And Allah said that some are perfect and some are not perfect, so that they are signs. So you might say, well, why must Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create an imperfection as a sign? Because of your arrogance. Because of our arrogance. May Allah have mercy on us. But this is the reason why we have to understand and say that we must come back to the original. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked this question. Halata ala al-insani hinum min ad-dahri lam yakun shay'an madhkura. Has the human being forgotten a time when he was a thing forgotten? He didn't even exist. He had no existence. He was not just dead. He wasn't there. If you are dead, at least you are there. He wasn't even there. Allah, have you forgotten that? Just because now you have some strength and whatnot, and you think that you are challenging Allah. Na'udhu billah. Allah says, come and worship. No, I've got things to do. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah. Yeah, no problem. You go. I have things to do. But a time will come when it will not be the mawzan calling. It will be another makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to whom you can't say, I have things to do. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq and to wake us up before we are woken up, and to allow us to see His signs in His creation, and for these things to glorify Him in our heart and to fill our hearts with His noor and our lives with His barakah. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.